Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Portillo's says it's looking outside Illinois for growth, and the Sun Belt is getting much of the company's attention. Bloomberg says 5 of 7 new Portillo's locations are opening in Florida, Arizona, and Texas. Population growth in those areas is helping bolster expansion plans. Portillo's was founded in Villa Park nearly 60 years ago, but its popular Italian beef sandwiches and Chicago-style hot dogs are in high demand elsewhere, especially among people who've moved away from Chicago. Portillo's has grown to more than 70 locations now in 9 states. Chicago's Union Station will receive $3 million in federal funds for a renovation project estimated to cost nearly $850 million. The money from the Federal Railroad Administration is earmarked for completing the design process for renovations to the station's concourse level. Amtrak says the money will help grow the rail system and make it more economically sustainable. It should also increase access to jobs. The full Union Station project still has a long ways to go. I'm Steve Brzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.